friends. I'm Danielle Young.
And I'm Tyrone Young.
We're helping other people excel through conversations on the Word of God.
And no matter how hard life gets,
no matter how many mistakes we've made,
no matter how broken our lives seem to be,
we can have a new beginning if we put our faith in Jesus Christ. Hello, 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 friends. Happy fall, y'all. We have entered into the season officially of fall or autumn, however you would like to call it, harvest time even. But we are so grateful that we're going into the last quarter of the year. Thank you so very much for joining us here on this our Tuesday episode of A Dose of Hope right here on WWDB AM 860 on your dial or WWDBAM.com for internet listening, or just download the app. It's easier. And that way you can have access to it right on your mobile device. And so we're so glad you're here with us today. Thank you for joining us as always. Every time we're together, it is our hope, it is our prayer that you will be encouraged, inspired, and uplifted by the Word of God and the music that we play. Well, it is me. It is your sister. It's your friend. It is your girl. I'm Danielle Young. I'm the host of A Dose of Hope. And beside me, as always, is my guy. He's my life partner. I told somebody yesterday, he's my rock. And I thank God for him being with us, being with me. My husband, Tyrone, he's the co-host. He's going to bring you greetings at this time.
Yes, good evening, everyone. So glad to be here for another exciting edition of A Dose of Hope.
Awesome, husband. And so today we have a couple things going on.
Okay.
We're
going
to do a double play Tuesday.
Yes.
So our music today, we're going to do two songs from Miss Lanasia. Oh, man, I her last name escapes me now. Tyson, Lanasia Tyson. And so. So thank you to my producer, Tyler. He's awesome. But we're going to do two selections from her in just a little while. Sit tight. But as always, we like to greet you and have a little fun before we get into it. And so we know that on last week, we had National Voter Registration Day.
Right.
And so we're encouraging you, everybody, if you're not already, go register to vote. You still have time.
That's right.
You have until October 21st, I believe, to register to vote. And, you know, this is an important election. It's not just a presidential election either. There are other seats that are open. And
right.
So we encourage you to get information and knowledge that you can use as you make your decision about who you want to vote for, which candidate you want to see in those seats. But our prayer is always that the righteous will take the seats.
Amen.
And so we want to encourage you to register to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to talk a little bit about the weather. We see the temperatures changing just a little bit, starting to get more fall-like weather, a little cooler.
Yes.
You know, that 70s temperature, early morning, it's cool. Evening is a little cooler. But still, we still have pretty decent weather.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're so grateful for that.
Absolutely.
We're going into the fourth quarter of the year.
Yes, already. Yes.
Right? October, November, December, and then it's a wrap. But here's what we want to let you know. This year may have been full of various challenges or situations or circumstances.
Yes.
or things that kind of got you off course. You may have started off thinking that, you know, having a plan, a goal, a resolution, or what have you, and maybe you got off track because life is lifing real hard right about
yes.
now, right?
Yes.
But it's okay because we still have time.
That's right.
I heard somebody say the other day, and it stuck with me, you can still win in the fourth quarter.
All right.
Just give it all you got and see what the end results are going to be. Pray about it. Seek the Lord about it. And we're going to stand in agreement with you that
That's
what
right.
you set out to do according to the will of God is going to come to pass before December, what is it, 31st at
yes.
11:59, right?
It 59. Can still,
11, yeah, how about that? 59. It can still happen
yes.
Because we serve that kind of God. So we want to encourage you, and we're going to talk a little more about that because oftentimes when life happens, we can get overwhelmed. And so we're going to go to the Word of God and hear what God's Word says
yes.
about that. Husband, talk to us about sports.
Okay, so we are in in full swing of everything. The Eagles are in their season started already.
Awesome.
The Phillies are still chugging along.
Okay.
Come on, Phillies. Let's get a World Series
under the belt. All right. Come on, fighting Phillies. Let's do it.
The Flyers are starting their preseason, and the Sixers are about 2 weeks away from their season starting. So it is an exciting time for Philadelphia sports.
Yes, yes. All right. How's that Sixers lineup looking to you?
It's looking good. I'm pumped. I'm excited, ready to go. Got the message from Sherelle Parker the other day that they are going to propose a new stadium being built in all places in Center City. So it's going to be a little different from going down to South Philly, the Wells Fargo Center, but her plans are laid out to bring a lot of money and revenue and jobs to the city of Philadelphia. And to put us on a map as being one of the top attractions in the United States. So we're just going to roll with it and see what happens.
All right. Well, we wish everybody well and hope it's a win-win, because I know there was a little conflict about that move. And, you know, there was some pushback from some individuals. And so I imagine that that's all been worked out. I believe in the work that Mayor Sherelle Parker is doing. I appreciate the work that she's doing. And she's about handling the business and bettering our city. And so we wish all the best for the Sixers this year, all of our sports teams. We want to see them continue to, you know, excel and win. And you know, our city needs that. It helps us to, you know, just kind of boost our morale
when
things are going well. So good stuff going on and coming down the pike. All right. So you have a this or that for us today. What we got?
Okay. So our this or that for this week is going to be, would you rather go on a road trip or a plane trip?
All right, I'll answer that one. I think you know my answer to that. But right about now, I'm going to say both.
Okay.
Whichever. I need to go on a trip, period. So if it's,
what's
it say, planes, trains, automobiles, count me in. I'm out. I'm trying to be out.
I hear
you. So, yeah, but normally I like a road trip. I'm not one who enjoys flying. Been on a cruising before, and that wasn't, I'm going to try it again. I'll say it's been a little while, and so the baby has got something planned for her birthday, and she's invited us. So we'll see. And
I'm excited.
I saw one of my pastor friends, he put on social media, he's doing one trip at Christmas time.
Oh, wow.
He's doing a cruise. So I might look into that and see, you know, we'll see. But right about now, either or would be fine with me. Whichever one I can take first.
Okay.
I'm there. There. How about you, husband?
Okay. So I'm going to say I'm going to go plane trip because I don't have to worry about doing the driving. So the way people are driving nowadays, it is crazy. I try to stay off the roads as much as possible because you just don't know what people are doing nowadays. So I'm gonna go on a plane trip and let somebody else do the driving this time.
Okay, that sounds good, because, you know, I'm going to give people the benefit of the doubt and say maybe because of the pandemic, right, we weren't driving, and so people forgot how to drive, or maybe that's what it was, but I'm like, these folk can't drive.
Yes,
what happened?
Lord.
You know, so I get that. Thank you for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to talk about when we feel, we talked about emotions. Last week, we talked about laughter and how it's good for us and the joy of the Lord being our strength.
Right.
This week we're going to talk about when we feel overwhelmed.
Ooh,
what can we do according to God's word? So after the next song from our friend LaNasia Tyson, and it's Lessons to Learn, we'll be right back.
There's a time and season for everything, and I know the long wait can feel unreal. Wondering when you're gonna get what you think you deserve. If you think that's how it works, my friend, it don't. There are many things you have to learn to do before God can release what he has for you. Why while you're waiting on your blessings, work on yourself. Here are some things that you gotta learn. You gotta learn how to kneel and pray. You gotta learn to not complain. You gotta learn to ignore the mess. You gotta learn how not to stress. You gotta learn to watch your thoughts. You need to learn to watch your mouth. You gotta change what's in your heart. God knows what you want, and he also knows what's in your heart. If he give it to you now, you may crash and burn. You gotta learn how to wait till it's your turn. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all the other stuff will be added in time. I'm only sharing with you what I know, because these are the lessons I had to learn. You gotta learn how to kneel and pray. You gotta learn to not complain. You gotta learn to ignore the mess. You gotta learn how not to stress. You gotta learn to watch your thoughts. You need to learn to watch your mouth. You gotta change what's in your heart so you can handle it. While you're waiting, doubt will come. Just remember where your help comes from. 'Cause faith without works is... to go to church so you can be fed. See, trials come to make you strong, but these are the lessons that will help you grow. I'm trying to share with you what I know.
Hang on,
you gotta learn how to kneel and pray. You gotta learn to not complain. You gotta learn to ignore the mess. You gotta learn how not to stress. You gotta learn to watch your thoughts.
And we are back. And I'm just going to say what she said. That song spoke to me. We talked about what happens when we get overwhelmed. Things aren't happening the way we think they should. And she hit it right on the head. She said, learn how to kneel and pray while you wait. Learn how not to complain. And as my bishop used to say, if you can't say amen, say ouch.
Ouch.
I'm going to say ouch. Not to complain while you wait. Ignore the mess, you know, because we know the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and he is busy.
Yes,
he's a liar.
Is.
He's the father of lies. But every time you turn around, seem like here comes some mess, some nonsense,
amen,
whether it's on your job, in your community, while you're driving, husband, as husband said.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes family, and unfortunately, sometimes even in our churches.
Amen.
But I've got to ignore the nonsense and the mess. And I don't have the energy for it, and I'm not going to use my energy in that way to entertain nonsense and entertain the devil. I'm going to reject it in the name of Jesus and keep it moving. She said, learn how not to stress. That's a whole education right
there.
Yes,
it is.
We got to be careful of stress, because they say stress is a silent killer. It does damage that we can't even see.
Yes.
Not just emotionally, but physically.
Physically, absolutely.
It can do some damage to our bodies, cause our blood pressure to rise, and, you know, people are having strokes and heart attacks and you know, other ailments in their body because they're stressed out.
Yes, Lord.
And so that's a whole lesson, and we're going to talk about how we can combat that in just a little while. And then she said, watch your thoughts. In other words, put on the helmet, you know, the helmet
yes.
of it. That way we don't have to entertain what the thoughts that come. We don't have to allow them to take up residence in our mind. We can reject it in the name of Jesus. But here's what my Bible lets me know. He will keep in perfect peace those whose mind is stayed on Jesus.
All right.
And that's a pretty simple, complex, concept. We make it complex. We want to get all deep and what have you. How can I do it? It's simple. Stay in the Word. Remember the Word. There was some instructions to Joshua. Don't let this law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night. If we can meditate on what's going wrong and rehearse it and you flip it and whatnot, we can certainly do that with the Word of God. Yeah. And so we're talking today about being overwhelmed. And that feeling of being overwhelmed, so much is going on, so much weight on our shoulder. What are we going to do? Every time I turn around is something. Mm-hmm. If it's not financial, it's physical. If it's not physical, you know, it's family. If it's not family, it's my job. Mm. If it's not my job, it's my neighbors and my community. You know, there's always something going on, and that's just life, right? Right. And this is what I love. Jesus said, he said, in this world, you're going to experience some challenges and some changes, some difficulties, even some challenging circumstances. But this is what I love about it. Here's the gift. All he said, you be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. And because I have overcome the world, you can too. Right. And so we thank God. Thank God for his word. And I just want to take a little time share with you how we can remedy that feeling of being overwhelmed and stressed and even anxiety that comes along with it through the Word of God. And so we're going to go to Matthew chapter 11, and we're going to read some familiar passages to many. We're going to start at verse 25 and read down just a little bit. Husband, you have that ready?
Yes, I do.
Awesome.
All right. So the Word of the Lord says, at that time, Jesus prayed this prayer, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thank you for hiding these things from those who think themselves wise and clever, and for revealing them to the childlike. Yes, Father, it pleased you to do it this way. My Father has entrusted everything to me. No one truly knows the Son except the Father, and no one truly knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. And we thank the Lord for the reading of his word.
Amen. Thank you for reading that, husband. What translation were you reading from?
I was actually reading from the New Living Translation.
Okay. All right. I like these different translations, and then some versions are transliterations, but it brings it home. It makes it easier to understand. And so I use a couple of different translations in my reading, but that I like it because it was that everyday plain language. Mm-hmm. So thank you. Thank you for choosing that translation. No, and thank you for reading. Mm-hmm. And so, as I said, these are passages that are familiar to many of us who are students of the Word, or disciples of Jesus, in talking about how we can handle challenges and difficulties that we experience in life. And we all face challenges from time to time.
Yes.
And sometimes, you know, it's short-lived, and sometimes it can go on for a little while, and you're wondering, Lord, what did I do wrong? Is it something I did? Is it something I said? Because every time I turn around, it seems like something is going off. But these passages, and they are the words of our Savior Jesus, these passages focus on that remnant who, despite the what the present generation was doing at the time, the overall rejection of the Messiah, these folk willingly embraced him and they decided to follow his teachings. And that's not unlike present day. You know, we see so much going on. You know, everybody identifies as, and I don't want to judge anybody because, you know, we understand and realize that Everybody has their preferences, but the Pharisees and the teachers of the religious law thought that their access to God was guaranteed through their knowledge and practice of the law of Jesus. But the disciples, we understand, were more childlike in their approach, and Jesus was revealing his intimate relationship to the Father. Everything he said and did was rooted in the Father-Son relationship. He told them, I come to do the will of my Father. Everything he did, he pointed back to his Father and that unity that he had with the Father. And so the heavy burdens were likely caused by those in leadership, the legalism, that, you know, the requirements of the teachers of religious law and Pharisees. And so the people began to feel a little burdened and oppressed. But Jesus said, listen, I want to give you rest. I want to give you some spiritual refreshment in either this present day or in times to come. But guess what? It's coming.
Yes,
and so
it is.
We understand about what a yoke is. It's a form of a harness between two animals. And this term was used as a metaphor for the demands of a discipleship. But it was in contrast with the yoke of the religious leaders. Mm-hmm. Jesus's yoke is easy.
Yes.
His is light, not because it's less demanding, because there are demands when we walk according to the will of God, but because of the power of the Messiah makes it possible for us to move forward through the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Thank God that he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless, but I'm going to send you my Spirit that's going to empower you and guide you and remind you and teach you those things you need to know. And so the religious demands of Israel's spiritual leaders were a little much on the people. And Jesus said, don't worry about that. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. Here's what you do. You take on my burden. You take on my yoke. It's easier for you. Give me your burdens. Give me your challenges.
Yes, Lord.
Give me your heartache. Give me your discomfort. Give me your fears, your worries, your stress, your anxiety. I'm going to take that.
Yes,
and you take my light work. You take my light work, because I got you.
Yes.
I got you. You can make it through if you trust in the Lord and give him your burdens. The scripture says, cast your care on him because he cares for you in 1 Peter 5:7, and Psalm 55:22 reads similar to that. You got that ready, husband?
I do. Psalm 55:22, and it reads, I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation again, and it says, give your burdens to the Lord, and he will take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall.
All right. Praise the Lord. We thank God for his word. It is his, the psalm writer wrote, remember your word to your servant. He was talking to God. Remember what you promised, God, because it's your word that causes me to hope. And God promises his word is not going to come back empty, but it's going to establish everything that it sets out to do. And so when you pray, beloved, pray the word of God.
Yes.
God, you promised that I could give you my burdens and take on your yoke, because your burdens are light and your yoke is easy. God, you promised that you're going to heal me. God, you promised that you'd meet my needs according to your riches
and
glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's what our prayer needs to be. And watch God work. Watch God work. And so, beloved, we're going to hear another selection. Remember, it's Double Play Tuesday. So we're going to hear one more selection by Lanesha Tyson. And this song is entitled Forward. And we'll be right back.
All the things I speak over my life, and now I know I am much stronger now. And so despite what the enemy tries, I can rely on the word of God. So now I can only see
holy was ahead of me.
So I'm
possibilities. I see my future and it looks better to me. For if God be for me, who can be against me? There is nothing left for me to fear. Oh, I
beloved, again, that was LaNasia Tyson with Moving Forward. And I want to encourage you, don't look back. If you look back, only look back to learn the lessons and keep moving forward. You can win in the final quarter. We're rooting for you. Yes. We believe in you. You've got this. Well, that's our show for today. But before we leave, we never want to miss an opportunity to allow you to accept Jesus as your Savior. And it's as easy as ABC. Admit honestly to God that you have sinned and disobeyed Him. B, believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose again. And C, choose, confess and choose to trust Jesus alone for the forgiveness of your sins. And then pray and invite the Lord to come into your heart. And if you do these things, guess what, beloved?
You are saved.
And we encourage you to get connected to a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, disciple-making church where you can grow in community with other believers. Well, that's our time for today. We thank you again for joining us. And as always, we don't want to ever leave without praying for you and your family.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace.
Be blessed, be safe, be well. Take care, everybody.